The medical checkup took place outside, early in the morning, before three doctors, seated on a bench. The first hardly examined me. He just asked, "Are you in good health?" Who would have dared to admit the opposite? On the other hand, the dentist seemed more conscientious. He asked me to open my mouth wide. In fact, he was not looking for decay, but for gold teeth. Those who had gold in their mouths were listed by their number. I did have a gold crown. The first 3 days went by quickly. On the fourth day, as we stood in front of our tent, the capos appeared. Each one began to choose the men he liked. "You, you, you," they pointed their fingers the way one might choose cattle or merchandise. We followed our capo, a young man. He made us halt at the door of the first block near the entrance to the camp. This was the orchestra's block. He motioned us inside. We were surprised. What had we to do with music? The orchestra was playing a military march, always the same. Dozens of commandos were marching off in step to the workyards. The capos were beating the time. Left, right, left, right. SS officers, pen in hand, recorded the number of men leaving. The orchestra continued to play the same march until the last commando had passed. Then the conductor's baton stopped moving and the orchestra fell silent. The capo yelled, "Fall in!" We fell into ranks of five with the musicians. We left the camp without music but in step. We still had the march in our ears. Left, right, left, right. We struck up conversations with our neighbors, the musicians. Almost all of them were Jews. Yuliek, a Pole with eyeglasses and a cynical smile in a pale face. Louis, a native of Holland, a well-known violinist. He complained that they would not let him play Beethoven. Jews were not allowed to play German music. Hans, the young man from Berlin, was full of wit. The foreman was a Pole, Franjek, a former student in Warsaw. Yuliek explained to me, "We work in a warehouse of electrical materials not far from here. The work is neither difficult nor dangerous. Only Idek, the capo, occasionally has fits of madness, and then you'd better stay out of his way." "You are lucky, little fellow," said Hans, smiling. "You fell into a good commando." 10 minutes later, we stood in front of the warehouse. A German employee, a civilian, the Meister, came to meet us. He paid as much attention to us as would a shopkeeper receiving a delivery of old rags. Our comrades were right. The work was not difficult. Sitting on the ground, we counted bolts, bulbs, and various small electrical parts. The capo launched into a lengthy explanation of the importance of this work, warning us that anyone who proved to be lazy would be held accountable. My new comrades reassured me, "Don't worry, he has to say this because of the Meister."